All right, everybody. Y'all gotta start taking your seats now. The meeting's about to begin. All right, thank you, yes. Thank you, everybody. And I see some of our regulars didn't make it today. Well, everybody, make sure to just say a little prayer tonight that they weren't kidnapped again, you know? Yes. I also see some new faces here. Now, isn't that wonderful? Would anyone like to come up front and tell their story? Yes, you. Come right up here. That's a girl. Okay, everybody. Let's give a nice warm welcome to... Angela? Angela. Let's all give a nice round of applause to Angela. Welcome, welcome. I'm gonna sit down and you go right ahead when you're ready, darling. Okay. Yes, thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Angela, like I just said, and I'm a yandere abduction victim. It feels so weird to finally say it out loud, but it's something I've dealt with for so long. I guess I need to start from the beginning. The first time I was kidnapped was in high school. I was 15. I remember it really well because, you guys know, you never forget your first time. I barely knew this guy. He dropped his books in the hall one day and I helped him pick them up. They didn't think anything of it because, I mean, that's just the nice thing to do, right? It's no big deal. Well, the next thing I know, he's following me around. I just thought he had a crush or something, even though it was a little weird. He seemed harmless, you know? So, we know how this goes, right? 3 weeks later, I'm waking up in his basement, tied to a chair. He injected me with some tranquilizer he got off the internet. Ugh. And I was so scared, you know? I didn't know why I was there. I thought he was gonna kill me. I was petrified. And then he goes into the whole monologue about how he loves me. I'm perfect. He needs to keep me forever. That whole spiel. He killed my boyfriend. Poor Gary. He was such a nice guy. He didn't deserve that. I finally escaped, you know, when he forgot to lock the deadbolt one day. I went to the police and they searched for him, but nothing came of it. For all I know, he's still out there, kidnapping girls to this day. But after that, I thought it was over, you know? That kind of thing only happens once in a lifetime. And then, a year later, Jonathan, I think his name was, from a math class, he sat two rows behind me. I only know this because he wouldn't shut up about it. How I have to know him, how I have to love him, yada, yada, yada. He followed me home from school one day and bashed me in the head with a rock of all things. I still have the scar right here. So I wake up in his room, chained to the bed, and at this point it's like, not again. It was like a bad joke when he started going to the same speech about how perfect and special I am. I kept looking for the hidden cameras. Like, how is this happening again, you know? Now, John, I started to bond with him. Even though I was peeing in a bucket for like 3 months, I started to think, you know, maybe I am meant to be here with him. Maybe he can keep me safe. And the police actually found me that time. He died in a standoff with them. It was awful. I still feel really guilty about it, even though it wasn't my fault. Stupid Stockholm. We ended up having to go to summer school because of that, which really sucked. You know, after the time after that, I just dropped out and went for my GED. It didn't seem worth it to go to school, not when I kept getting kidnapped all the time. And that guy, though, he killed my parents. Which was awful, you know, because I really liked them. And then it was like, oh, well, I graduated, I'm out of high school, I'll be safe now. Yeah, right. It's like, you guys know what it's like. I'm not safe anywhere I go. If I smile at someone on the subway, they're probably gonna end up abducting me a week later. And I'm scared to date anyone, honestly. Like, my last boyfriend, the one after Gary, yeah, he wasn't killed, but he got his leg cut off by one of those psychos. Which is just, why would anyone want to date me anyway? You're just gonna end up tortured or mutilated or worse. I can't keep any friends either. You know, if they tried to rescue me, they would end up dead. If they didn't, I would just end up disappearing from their lives for weeks and months at a time. So it's gotten to the point where I can't keep an apartment because I stopped paying rent suddenly, and I can't keep a job. I keep working these shitty minimum wage things because who would hire someone with such a terrible track record? I show up for a couple months and then I just disappear with no reason. And they don't know I've been abducted. They don't believe me. And after the fifth report, the police stop believing me too. And you know the worst part? Part of me has kind of learned like it. Like, it's flattering and kind of hot in a really fucked up way. And you know, I would see a therapist about it, but they'd probably end up either kidnapping me too or killed for it. God, it feels so good just to get this out, you know? To finally speak my truth to a group of people who really know what I'm going through. So I figure today is the first step. Just thank you guys for listening. It really means a lot to me. That's it, I guess. Thanks, everyone. Okay, everybody, let's give Angela another round of applause for being so brave. Before I sit down, I kind of bumped into a guy on the way here. I said sorry, I didn't mean to, but I have this sinking feeling that he might be waiting outside to chloroform me, so if someone could walk me to my car afterward, I would really appreciate it. No problem, sweetie, we will get security on that. Okay, everybody, let's take a quick water break and then we'll get right into group chat. I think Mike wants to finish up his story from last week. It was the vampire that took you, yes? Yes, all right. I'll see you in 5, y'all. Make sure you keep an eye on each other. We don't want any more missing members. All right, then. Stay safe. I just want to say thank you guys so much for 5,000 subscribers. It is just absolutely freaking insane. The fact that you guys actually want to stick around and listen to my role plays, my audios, that kind of thing means the world to me. And thank you guys, each and every one of you. I also want to give a thank you to my patrons for supporting me. That just the fact that anybody wants to throw any money my direction for doing this just continues to blow my mind every single second of the day. So to all of you guys, you're amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hopefully I'll be able to get better equipment in the future and make everything even more immersive going forward. So thank you guys. You're all amazing and awesome and wonderful people. And I will see you in the next audio. Bye.